Harvard probes faculty member representing Harvey Weinstein in court. By Tom Sakata on February 26, 2019. Harvard Law School professor Ronald S. Sullivan is facing an investigation by the university over his decision to represent disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein in court. According to a report from the Harvard Crimson, administrators at the university are investigating faculty dean Ronald S. Sullivan Jr.'s decision to represent film producer Harvey Weinstein in court. The hashtag MeToo movement was established after more than 80 women accused Weinstein of varying degrees of sexual misconduct. Sullivan announced at the end of January that he would be joining Weinstein's defense team. In a statement, Sullivan said that he is looking forward to helping defend Weinstein. "Mr. Weinstein steadfastly maintains his innocence in this matter, and we are looking forward to assisting Mr. Weinstein in his defense," Sullivan wrote in the statement. In a statement to concerned students, Sullivan defended his decision to take on Weinstein's case. "It is particularly important for this category of unpopular defendant to receive the same process as everyone else. Perhaps even more important," Sullivan wrote in the letter. "To the degree we deny unpopular defendants basic due process rights, we cease to be the country we imagine ourselves to be." Now, the Harvard administration is investigating Sullivan over his decision to join Weinstein's defense team. Harvard College Dean Rakesh Khurana wrote a letter addressing the investigation into Sullivan, specifically stating that the investigation will cover the climate at Winthrop House, the residential house at Harvard that Sullivan oversaw. "When climate concerns arise in a faculty-led unit, the college and the FOS have procedures in place to gather additional information to assess the situation and to provide confidentiality to those participating in the information-gathering process," Khurana wrote. "In this situation, we would like to have a more complete understanding of the current environment at Winthrop House." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.